Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to LMB, Passage to Empowerment. Tonight we are going to talk about women unleashing their power and what that means to you, me, Lydia, and Brenda. I am Nina, the N in LMB, and we have our lovely Lydia.
Hi there.
And our soon-to-be doctor, Brenda.
Yeah, I'm the bashful boo.
Yeah.
Well, bashful doesn't actually fit, but if you want to go with that, that's fine.
Right. We'll let you.
There's well, how's everyone doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm glad that you all made it to our new time frame. And
Yeah.
We're starting summer. It's a nice time to shed off things a little bit, get a little more lightness in there. We're starting a little bit earlier. Yay.
Yeah.
Which means I get a little more sleep.
Mm-hmm. We have to give Nina a lot more sleep because Nina is one of those hibernating bears. You know, if she doesn't get enough sleep, it's not pretty.
That's not true at all. She didn't get enough. Poor kids probably suffer. No, I doubt they ever suffer. But, yeah, no, Nina gets up early and takes care of kids, so she needs to be at her best. And I'm hoping that y'all are tuning in at this earlier time. And if you are tuning in, you can give us a little bit of time to talk, but we're going to talk about unleashing your power as women. And the number to call is 646-727-2914. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this or maybe questions, comments, whatever. Right, ladies?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's the first part in our series about personal power. This week is women. Next week we'll be talking to some illustrious men and get their points of view. At least three different men, might have four, and whatever men call in, because even though this is a network that's run by women, it is for men and women. It's for everyone. So even if you've heard differently occasionally, it's just, no. I think Frank asked this once before, is this just for women? No, this network is for everyone, and it's about personal power. So, and, you know, living a better life with what you've got, which is incredible. So I hope you're going to join us for all three parts.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really fun. And I do have an analogy I thought of while I was out in the garden. And what I thought of was, you know, it was just kind of coming through my mind, unleashing your power. And I saw this most incredible, beautiful animal. For me, it would be a wolf or a lioness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and let's say a lioness, because I'm a Leo and lion is, you know, powerful. And, you know, you've got this lion on a leash. And what the lion yearns to do is to run and hunt and feel its power. And so you take it off the leash. You unleash this lioness, and you stand back and you watch. And she is absolutely beautiful, or he, if there's guys listening. And you just watch it run. First it runs. It runs through the jungle. It runs through the grasses. And then it starts hunting. And then it might decide to play. Animals are playful creatures. And because it is unleashed, it plays. It plays with abandon. It rolls and frolics and just is amazing to watch. So, you know, think of that. Think of that when you are thinking about unleashing your power. You know, when you're on a leash, even my dogs, you know, they're on the leash and they're trying to be well-behaved and they're not pooping on people's lawns and, you know, they're being really good. But, boy, when we get a chance and we take them off that leash, oh, my God, my dog Loki, he loves to roll in the grass. I let him even on the leash. But, you know, that's one of the first things. He'd run. If he couldn't chase anything, he'd be rolling in the grass and just enjoying life. So, you know, I want you all to get that picture in your mind about unleashing a beautiful animal and see what happens. See, you know, and you're that beautiful animal.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, yeah, and come from it from your inner strength. You try to understand what power is for you.
It's not shrinking.
What has made you feel most powerful in your life for, say, the last 20 years, so the last 30 or 40 or 50, depending on which particular amount of experience you have on this earth, because I'm not into age, I don't really recognize that older, younger crap, but just, you know, from your experience. Yeah, so what, think about your light. Maya Angelou said, nothing can dim the light which shines from within. And there's a lot of women out there who have problems with self-esteem, and I'm not blaming you. There's no blame about it. It's just the way that you've been filtered into this world or nurtured or, you know, groomed to not access or utilize your personal power. But even the quiet housewife has personal power. Who hasn't seen Bridges in Madison County? Marlene and I used to talk about that all the time, and she'd say she and her mom would always put that on and cry. And I always wonder when I talk to people about that movie, what part makes you cry? You know, what part are you relating to? Her not leaving or her staying, or whether you read the book, it has a different thing. But what is it that you relate to when it comes to power for who you are? Anybody? Call in and tell us. Let's discuss it. And if you're not sure, we have some ideas.
I do. For me, unleashing my power has always been the truth. The truth about myself, the truth about others, just basically the truth. And learning. Like, I'm constantly learning new things. And I've had some good teachers along the way, and that's awesome. And I'm going to continue to learn as long as I live, because to me, learning and knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Nina. Knowledge actually is one of the most powerful resources in this current world that we have. It is one of the most powerful resources.
Oh, yeah.
AJ in the chat room, who's working on geometry unit for her. She's an instructor. She's a teacher. She's an empowering force in the world. And I do believe that one of her ways that she unleashes her power is educating children to access their own power through knowledge, through understanding the world around them. And if I had, well, I'm not going to clap right now, but I do applaud you, AJ. I think teachers are some of the most important people in society. Unfortunately, their salaries aren't necessarily commensurate with what they do for the world.
That's the truth.
But they're shaping.
Yeah,
the next
I agree.
Generation. Yeah.
I agree. I know.
Nina's a teacher too.
I don't get paid near enough. But then again, I don't want the parents to have to pay too much either, because I think it's important that they have the money that they need to do what they need to do for their children as well. And I don't want them to feel pressure in having to pay an absorbent amount to me. So I keep my rates very low just because of that fact. So, yeah, I make a little money, but not as much as I could. But then I don't believe in that. And I guess, in a way, that's my power being unleashed too, because I'm able to do that. And it helps the parents. It helps the children, because the parents can afford to give the kids decent food and clothing and take them on outings that they deserve to be taken on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually sort of you actually contributing, you know, because that is of your income, but you're giving it away. You're giving it away. I'm not saying it in a bad way. You're contributing. That's another way of contributing. Or if you're in the Catholic process, maybe the priest may not think so, but I would think that would be another form of tithing, or however it is you want to look at it, because you are aware that you're worth more, and that's good. Some people don't really understand their worth, and they actually attach it to their income.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and we're the three of us are teaching. We are Lydia and Nina and I. We're all trying to teach you. Listen, it's not that you don't all know this. Some of you have known this, have talked about it before, but just like people go to church to help support them in their spiritual path and their journey, this show is about helping to support you in rising into your own personal power and your own brilliance, you know, who you are. Understand how incredible you are. And think that that's what we're all looking for, right? Empowerment.
Yeah, it is. And please,
so,
folks, call in. If you're free right now, give us a call. Let us know your views on this.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the number is 646-727-2914. And I do want to hit upon something that Nina said just a little bit ago, and that was for her truth is power, speaking her truth. And it made me remember just recently, I was watching a woman, a young woman that was speaking, and she was speaking so quietly. I mean, I had to perk up my ears. I had to put the good ear closer to her mouth as I could without invading her space. And, you know, I just wanted, I'm going to talk to her about it, because I believe your voice is a powerful tool. And when you talk very silently, there are times to do that, don't get me wrong, but when you're always talking silently, it makes me feel that you're just a little timid and not wanting to express your power. And I don't know about you guys, but all in my life, there have been times when I want to say something, and I haven't. And now I speak, and I speak in a louder tone, and I speak clearly, and I realize that's one of my powerful ways. It's part of my power to be able to speak and to say my truth and to let it be okay. And it doesn't matter what other people think, but to say my truth is important to me. So I think that was real powerful, Nina, to bring that up. And it sent shivers up and down my spine when you said that. And I think the voice lends itself to, you know, the lion doesn't go meow. The lion roars.
Mm. Yes, it does. And truth is, I don't know, and unfortunately I'm going to say sometimes, because it has gotten me into trouble. But those that know me know you are going to get the truth from me. And sometimes the truth hurts, unfortunately. But if you're asking, that's what you're going to get. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm not going to apologize for it because it is the truth. And it may be only my truth, but it's still the truth.
So, folks, don't ask Nina if you don't want to know the truth.
No.
I might sugarcoat it, but Nina will not. And that's her directness, and I love her for it. And, you know, and that's her power. I think it's wonderful. I learn from friends, having friends in my life like you and Brenda, because you do speak your truth, and I learn a lot. I'm grateful.
Well,
me too.
Lydia, you speak your truth.
Yeah. I do, but I think I'm learning more about it, and I do, like I said, this woman made me ponder it, and I wanted to ask her to, and she's just kind of a quiet, she's not a quiet person. She's a very powerful person, but her voice doesn't relay that power.
Hmm.
I'm going to talk to her about it at some point. I will.
Yeah, I would. It almost
mm-hmm.
sounds like she's afraid. If
yes,
she's
does.
Speaking in a very quiet, you know, it sounds like she may be afraid.
Well, let's face it. You know, we're told as children to be seen and not heard, or at least we used to be. Or you know, I know my mom would shush me. You know, I'd come in so excited about life and everything I'd seen outside, and I would be excited to tell her, and she'd be like, shh, shh, shh. You know, now they say use your inside voice. And, you know, there's times to use your inside voice, but I don't like to be shushed. It's like that saying, you can't put baby in a corner. You can't shush Lydia, no matter how hard you try.
The corner, huh, Brenda? The corner.
The corner?
Yeah, that's my timeout place for the kids. It's not really a corner.
Oh,
it's just a piece of the wall.
Of course. I actually thought you were saying corner, like C-O-R-O-N-O-R,
no.
Or I mean E-R, like mm-hmm. the one associated with the medical examiner. And I thought,
no.
Well, I don't understand that reference. But
no.
I do have a knack for always seeing the wrong definition. It's a skill or something.
Ever see dirty dancing?
I know the corner that you're talking about, Nina. Why would I go to corner? But that's me. So.
Do you understand what I said, though, Brenda?
Yes.
Okay, because you've seen Dirty Dancing.
Yes. Yes.
One of my favorite quotes is when he comes in and he's like, nobody puts baby in a corner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, I say that a lot just because it's hilarious.
Yeah, well, yeah. So it's even more credible when baby says it, right? Okay, because to me, it's like this is about you standing in your power without someone having to stand there for you. This
mm-hmm.
is without anyone having to stand there for you. Can I read something really quick? This is from somebody called Tia Sparklesting. And she was saying, for the kick-ass women of the world, this is from Life Your Way, Find It, Own It, Live It. It's a blog by Tia see why I gave her name earlier. So anyway, she says, for the women of the kick-ass world, those that are and those that are growing up to be the daughters, the mothers, the sisters, the friblings, friends like siblings, the wives, the girlfriends, the aunts, the nieces, the grand-somethings, the young'uns, the teens, the women in your life who love, lose, cry, laugh, heal, thrive, nurture, create. You are amazing as you are, stronger than you know, more beautiful than you think, worthier than you believe, more loved than you can ever imagine, passionate about making a difference, fiery when protecting those you love, learning, growing, not alone, warm, giving, generous, quirky, sexy, funny, smart, flawed, whole, scared, brave, and so much more. Be strong. Be confident. Be you.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that hits
like
us all. And that is about unleashing your power. It's already there, folks. You're using it all the time. Start paying attention to the time when you are unleashing your power. You know, and really remember that and continue to own that and live there. Live more times there than the times when you feel powerless. Just start shifting over. Even if you're in a moment, if you're having a moment and you're feeling powerless, maybe somebody called you a horrific name or said, you're just an idiot, or you're fat, or God, how come you don't do something different with your hair? Guess what? It's your hair. If I want to walk out there and my hair's just all giggly, boogly, whatever, guess what? It looks good on me. When I looked in the mirror, and if you got a problem with it, go look in your mirror. See what that's doing for you. Because it's working for me. Our song in the beginning, video, it's totally about recognizing that your power is you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's inside, people. Unleash it.
That's right.
Let it run. Let it run. Let it roll in the grass. Nurture it.
And I have a little bit of a quote here, and it's from JoJo Moyes. You only get one life. It's actually your duty to live it fully as possible. So honor yourself, honor your truth, honor your life, and be who you are, not who somebody else is or somebody else wants you to be. Be you. There's only one you. Let the world see that you, and that in itself is power.
Yeah. And, you know.
I'm just wondering if anybody else out there in the computer land has any thoughts on this. If you do, be powerful. Why don't you call us at 646-727-2914.
And we have a few people in. We have a few people in the chat room. We have AJ and Lennis and Chabonet and Mel. You guys got any thoughts? Type them away, and we'll read them.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that. Yeah. Powerful.
Now,
women
Chabonet
in the chat.
Could tell you about power. Let me tell you about my cousin Chabonet. She was given that where she was born that way. I may have told this story before, but to the every day that when I think about Chabonet, I think about this little girl. There was, I don't even know if she might have been 4 years old, maybe. I'm not sure. 3, 4, something. She was little. And, you know, she had her own little purse, you know, her mommy and daddy had taught her about having your purse, having your own little money, whatever. So, Aunt Lynn and Uncle Sherman, they were looking all over the house for Chabonet, and they couldn't find her. And then they got a phone call as if they were getting ready to get panicked that their little girl was down at the store. Because just about a block and a half down the hill, there was, I think it was an IGA, a little store, and she had gone, she apparently had gone down there, and they're like, oh, my gosh, thank you for calling. And it's like, it's something, you know, it's like, no, she got her a bag of chips, and she, they said, oh, we'll be down to pay for it. It's like, no, she had her money. She opened her little wallet, and she pulled out the money, and she paid for her little chips. And it's like, this little girl, she had her own power. She has always had her own power. Chauvinet doesn't give it away. I don't remember any time that she's ever given away that I know. I mean, she probably has occasionally, but that little girl was like, I feel like some chips. Mom and Dad are doing what they're doing. I'm just, I know I can get them at the store. Talked on them, and she paid for her chips. And they knew because she was so small. Like, what is she doing down here? But she was all dressed. She wasn't in her jammies or whatever. The girl had all her little cute shoes on and everything. Chauvinet, something else. But, yeah. So, you know, your power is there from the beginning. You know, other people may make you feel less than. But that just, that doesn't mean it's gone. That doesn't mean it's gone. You can let it out. Little girls can do it. You that little girl's still inside you if you're a girl. And not that, I mean, excuse me, men can be listening to this too, but today the show is about women unleashing their power. And usually
yeah, we'll
when we see a woman unleashing power, it's usually when it's a mama, like, you know, mama bears, like Nina and Lydia. Somebody
yeah.
said that kid couldn't.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. These two are frightening. I live with a bear.
Well, only...
Yeah.
yeah, I have heard Chauvinet. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting her yet, or Lennis. I can't wait to. Two powerful women. And but what I noticed about Chauvinet was her voice. And her voice is commanding in a very beautiful way, but it's full of strength. And I told her one time when I called a show that she was on that I loved her voice, and it's beautiful. Yeah, she has a lot of power in that.
Just don't provoke her.
I won't. Believe me, I won't. I've been warned, and I won't do it. I will not
the
provoke
lioness
that one.
Will come out.
Oh, my goodness. Lioness is right, the big cat. Oh, my God. I love my...
Well, you know we love you, Chauvinet, when we can talk about you like this, because we do. And we do love you. You have a great radio voice. And from what I know of you so far, you're an awesome young woman.
Mm-hmm. An awesome woman to be reckoned with. Oh, yeah. Feel your power. Feel your power.
But,
you know, that's another thing, too. Do you ever not, if you're not feeling powerful, there are things you can do, you know, to look in the mirror and do some breathing exercises and, you know, look in the mirror, look right into your own eyes and say, I am powerful, you know, or say no. You know, I think that's one of the most powerful statements a lot of women can make, because they've not been taught to do that necessarily. Probably Chauvinet has. Who's this on the line? Is it Lennis
that
or
Chauvinet?
That
is Chauvinet. Yes, it is.
Hello,
hello Chauvinet.
That's me. Hello, Chauvinet. Am I on?
You are on.
Can you hear me? Okay.
But you know what?
We were not provoking you. I just want to say that.
I heard provoke and I had to call.
Well, good. Now, tell us, what for you is unleashing your power? We all see you as very powerful, and we've heard the stories.
Oh, Lord. hopefully there are positive stories.
She sounds like she's radioactive.
Yeah, is that? Can you guys hear that clicking? Is that my phone?
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
Be.
I will call right back in. I don't know what's going on. Give me 1 minute.
All right. What was
now,
that?
If you're so powerful, you're radioactive, you know, bring a shield with you.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like a Geiger counter. It did. Oh, yeah, she's off the chart.
You know, we have some powerful women in the chat room as well. Lena,
I know.
Our boss and the founder of the Essence to Success Network, she is one powerful woman. She knows her mind, and she gets there one way or the other. And then we have Melody. Wow. You are powerful in everything you create. You are one very talented young woman. And AJ, we spoke of earlier, you're a teacher. You are molding those minds, and hopefully they are letting that sink in, because I know what you are teaching them is so powerful.
Yeah.
So keep up the good work, all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's put her back on and see if she's still radioactive. Okay, are you radioactive still, or are you okay now?
No, I'm okay. I'm good to go. I don't know what was wrong with my phone. It's cheap. I'm cheap. I'll upgrade one day. So when I release my power, for me now, when I release it, it's for the greater good. I want to do it because I want to help somebody. Beforehand, I think I – not think, excuse me. I would use my power good and bad, you know, some good – some bad, because that's just who I was. I mean, I have my father and my mother in me, more my father when I was younger. But my mother, as I get older, and now I try to use it really to help people, because I've come a long way in my life. Brenda knows me. I mean, Lord have mercy, I don't know how many prayers my parents and family said over me, because I was just doing shaw back in the day. But when I finally came to the point of wanting more out of life and understanding what my mother told me, when you are blessed, you have to pay it forward, you know. And if you want to continue those blessings, you have to continue to bless other people. And I think that's why I'm in the public sector, is because I love to serve people. And I don't mean it in a slavery way. I don't mean it in a demeaning way. But I feel empowered as a supervisor right now at my job. My empowerment is to turn my team into leaders. So even if it's one day I am answering to one of my former staff members, I have done my job. I have put my power to the greater good. So that's what I want to do, where some of the youth out here are, you know, don't really have their act together for whatever reason. If I can put some of my time to the side and explain what I've went through and try to help them from repeating my mistakes or avoiding their own mistakes and walk the right path, then again, my power has been used for the good. You know, if someone just needs an ear, you know, and I could be completely tired that day, but I'll stop and give them that ear. Again, I'm using my power for the good. Now, the only time I'm very careful with power is my money. That is something I am very careful with. Only because I've been burned by my money. Now, I know money is a materialistic thing. It should not define who you are. But I work very hard for what I earn. I work very hard for where I'm trying to go with my life. So I don't allow people to take advantage of me financially, because at the end, I'm the one that has to look in the mirror and answer to myself. I'm the one that has to explain to the leasing complex or the creditors or to my parents or to whoever that, I'm sorry, I don't have the money. You know, why? Right. Well, because I loaned it out to someone else, you know. Who's the one who's earned me?
Renee, I see that as being very powerful. That is very powerful. Yes, it is great to serve others, and I believe serving others. Well, you know, Bob Dylan said it best when he sang a song. You don't know Bob Dylan, it's just silly. I don't love Bob Dylan, but the song goes, you got to serve somebody. You may be a pauper or you may be a king, but you got to serve somebody. And I believe service is a very high form of power in our society, and I think that's good. But I think learning from your mistakes with your money is very powerful. And that's your service to yourself. That's your power for yourself. Because
you can't give
all your power, honey. You got to keep some of it for yourself.
Oh, yeah, I've learned that where times, you know, I'm always trying to help, family and friends. And even when I was a teenager, it would mentally break me down to the point it became emotional and physical. And my mom's like, what are you doing? One, you can't carry the world on your shoulders. Two, everybody's not your friend. And three, you have to learn to walk away sometimes, honey. And right. I do. I understand that now going on 38 than I did at 15 or 16. You know,
right.
If I can help, yeah, hey, I'm there for you. But if I cannot, I'll at least be honest with you. You know, I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm going to tell you, hey, I'm sorry, sweetheart, at this point in time, for whatever reason, I'm just not able to help you. Because self-preservation is number one. If I can't take care of myself, how am I supposed to take care of someone else?
Exactly, and that's powerful. That is true power at its essence. And there are people that will rob you blind, and I'm not talking money. I talk about it. You know, they'll rob you of your energy or invite such a negativity into your life. And sometimes you have to say goodbye to those people so that you have higher good.
Yep, and that is very, very true.
We have another powerful woman on hold right now, so I'm going to unleash her.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Alanis, welcome to the show.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Nina, Lydia, Brenda, and Ms. Chavanay.
Hello, Mom.
Hello, Auntie.
Well, my power
Hello,
is...
Hello, boss.
Okay, manager. My power is to always show people you can try. I want to always show them that. Whether you succeed or not, that's okay, but at least you tried. I don't like to see people go through life, yeah, I wish I could have did that, I wish I could, I should have tried that. No, just try. That's okay. You feel good about yourself. I used to work on projects sometime for the Port of Seattle, and I was on the special committee, and we had to come up, the partner that I was working with, we had to come up with something in 2 hours. Including stats for it, okay? And he kept telling me just, I hate joy suckers. You know, we're not going to be able to do it. We're not going to have, well, let's just go ahead and tell him we'll do part of it. You know, we were not going to be able. I told him, yes, we are. We can do this, okay? It's like my poem, Courage. We can do this, and we're going to do it to the best of our ability. And, hey, whatever, whatever, but we're going to do this. We brought the project in with everything, had it on, and in 2 hours, do you know they were like, how did that happen? Because I believed in both of us that we could do this. So, you know, try. It doesn't act, just try. You never know. You know, we tell kids when we're feeding them food, you know, like, oh, I don't like that. It don't look right. Just try it. Try a bite. If you don't, okay, fine. But just try a bite of it. Same way with life, there's things. When I started this radio network, nobody taught me. Nobody sat down and said, this is how you do this if you want. I just stood on faith and believed in myself. I said, I'll try. If it doesn't work out, that's okay. At least I tried. I tried to put my best foot forward and accomplish something, not just for me, but for everybody else too, not only the people that work on this station, but as well as the listening audience. We're touching people around the world. So, you know, thank you for that. That's my way, too, of giving back to humanity. So that's
it. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
well,
that's
why
we're all here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to touch back sort of like on what Lennis just said and also what Chavanay said. Somebody, her name was Becky Broden, said leadership is not wielding authority. It's empowering people. And the best managers or bosses, whoever you are in authority, whether you're a teacher or not, the best ones are the ones that prepare people to go beyond where you are.
Yep.
See, that's giving, and that's powerful, because everything that they do as they rise into power is directly related to what you did to enable them to be powerful.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I believe that.
We all know we've encountered bosses, and I know Chavanay has, oh, my Lord, some of the bosses she's had, they, you know, first they were like, wow, she can do everything, and in like a split of a second, Chavanay is one of the most incredible workers you've ever met. You give her work, and it's like all the backlog all of a sudden gets cleared out in 1 week. And it's like, can I help somebody else? And that's Chavanay, because she goes to work, and she's something about
her, the way she works. It is incredible. And so she's had bosses, I believe she was either at, I think it was Boeing, where, or maybe it was the government, GSA or something. The guy was so afraid of her after she did all this great work, and everyone's like, who is this person? Wow, she's really good. And then he was thinking, wait a minute, she could take my job. So then all of a sudden, he'd make up all these problems with her. Everyone's like, what problems?
Boeing.
What did Chauvinet do anything
wrong?
Boeing, known
that
for
Boeing.
That.
Yeah. And it was like Chauvinet would call me, and she'd be kind of discouraged. It's like, honey, that stuff comes out in the long run.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Or something better is coming around the corner. Look at her today. Yeah,
yeah.
She's working for the court. She left them long behind. She supervised. She just kept moving up and up. He was right. She was going to leave him in the dust. But that's not because of her. That's because of him.
Well, you know, Bernadette, that was like when I was at the state. And
Our
manager
was
very, very poor there. I mean, tears me up because I love that staff so much till this day. And she was just horrible to him, horrible to me, just a liar. She was not a leader. She just cared about herself. And it got to a point, I walked up to her, looked her dead in her face, and I told her, I'm going to take your job. And that's exactly what I said. And I'm not that disrespectful. I mean, I can be. But it was to the point the staff kept coming to me. My own boss was coming to me. So I told her, I'm going to take your job. And I took it in 3 months.
Sure did.
I took her job in 3 months. And turned that staff around. Until this day, my former boss, she's another mother to me. She's a mentor. I still keep in contact with those judges. I still go up there and visit that staff. I still look for this staff. If there's job openings, I know for them. I will send it to them. I am no longer part of this team. But because they were my team, I know their potential. The state, there's something better out there for them.
Yep.
And if I can give it to them, I'm going to give it to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, you know, that's one way you can tell how powerful you are is all the powerful people that you actually produce.
Thank you.
It's not that you made them. You allow them to own their own power. And just you're helping them to unleash it. And women, we definitely need to help other women do it. Because we do, unfortunately, come up in a culture that pretty much is trying to squash that power. That's why last year they're like, why are there so few women scientists? You know, and they did a whole study. It's like, well, you could have the same woman with the same qualifications, but they would still hire a man. And here's where that society cuts themselves in the foot. Think of all the incredible stuff that women have done. Let's just say that everyone just let Marie Curie just said, yeah, we're going to make sure that she gets nothing to do with science or anything.
Uh-huh.
There's so many inventions that are born out of the information that she provided. Chauvinet's radioactive power, for one. You know, all that stuff is coming from the brilliance of that woman. How can you imagine how far back we'd be in society if we had not allowed women to assert their power?
Yeah,
now,
you're right.
Think about what is hidden out there because we continue to repress them.
And, you know, Brenda, it's amazing.
I keep the little ones here. Oh, sorry, Chauvinet, but just let me get this out while I'm thinking about it.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I teach all of my little ones that I don't care if you're a girl or not. You can be anything you want. And one little girl looked at me and she said, can I even be a doctor? And I said, yes. Can I be a policeman? Like, she was going on and on. And I said, of course you can, honey. And she said, oh, okay. Okay, I'm going back to play now, Nina. Okay, you do that. But anyway, that's the innocence of children. But, you know, for so many years, as women, we have been told, you can't do this. You got kids at home. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we? We can have it all. And besides which, if there's a partner involved, they can help too.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
no,
yeah.
It can't just be left to the woman all the time. Speak up,
you guys,
ladies.
Know that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. Go ahead. I'm done.
Well, my mother-in-law, she
she had 5 children, and they adopted 2. So she had 7 children. And she was going to school, I don't know how, you know, here and there, and she decided she wanted to go to law school. Well, she took the LSAT, and she scored extremely high. In fact, she was in a study group with some people for the LSAT, and when she found out her score, they were talking, and turns out she had the highest score. Well, she applied to go to school up at CU, up here in Boulder, Colorado University, to law school, and she didn't get in. And her friends that got a lower LSAT score did get in. So she came up, and she made an appointment to talk to the dean, and she asked him why she wasn't accepted. And he said, you have 7 children. And she said, that's right. You would not talk to my husband that way. And I will be going here. And she got in. And she went to law school at CU. She definitely asserted her power. And she's hello for sure. And that woman, the first year, she drove 100 miles each way to go to law school with the 7 kids. She went home every night, and then her second and third year, she stayed during the week in Boulder, but she came back. She did go back down to Colorado Springs on the weekends, and my husband said she never cracked a book, but she graduated very high in her class. And, you know, powerful woman, absolutely amazingly powerful.
That's
so great role models. Great role models.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Shobhani, what were you going to say?
Oh, no. When you were talking about the science, about how there's not a lot of women in science, I was just like, that's just amazing you were saying that. Only reason, and it's just a show I was watching, what's the one with Sheldon? Big Bang Theory. And they had a show on there that stated there are not enough women in science. So what
happened? That's not true.
Exactly. No, that is not enough. There's not enough women that are getting into science or not even getting an opportunity to, introduced to science. So the little nerd one, Wolowitz, it was his elementary school they went back to visit. So these 3 guys are trying to explain to these young ladies why science is cool, why they should apply, and these young girls are lost. You can see it on their face. Finally, Sheldon at the end of the show says, you know, you need to learn about science from women who are actually scientists instead of us. And the ladies had went on some trip to have a girls' day, and they actually called them on the phone, put them on the speaker, and the girls finally got interested in science because it was women that were talking to them about science.
Right.
So, and I like that they had made that point that, you know, it doesn't always have to be a man that educates. It doesn't always have to be a man who's the reigning star in certain industries. Women are kicking butt. Prime example, my best friend was a cop. I'll be honest. I was worried about her because she's pretty like Halle Berry and petite. And immediately we all were like, I don't know, Chris. You know, some hardcore people out there. You're pretty feminine. You know, we weren't sure. Now, our other friend applied. She was actually DLC. And it wasn't a second thought with her. Why? Because she's hardcore. I mean, I say hardcore. But she, you know, changed her life around and was doing good. Now, we didn't think twice about it. But Christina, that was our own stereotype. I mean, this is my best friend, and I stereotyped her that she couldn't handle the job. Do you know how foolish I felt? Yet, I was glad she made a fool out of me. She came out there and kicked butt better than our girl we thought would have just shined, which she shined too. Matter of fact, she won Corrections Officer Year Award as a woman. She won the top award as a woman correction officers for DOC. Right. We were very proud of her. But Christina came in and kicked butt. I mean, on my birthday, how embarrassing, but on my birthday, we had a gentleman who was on probation. He saw Christina, knew who she was. He got scared and thought she was going to arrest him right then. She actually tried to give him a break. She said, you know, you're not supposed to be in here, but you're not making a scene. Just get away from me. You know, go on about your business. He came up to her 2 more times. That third time, before we could blink, she had already hemmed him up against the wall, dropped him on his knees, called the police to come and take him. Now, when I say Christina looks like Halle Berry, I'm not lying. She is gorgeous. She's 5'6", maybe a buck 05. You know, well, she put
it's
a little
like Halle Berry,
over.
But she doesn't have all the weird creep. Well, I'm not even talking about her relationship. Never mind, now that I think about it. But she does look like she's really petite. Really
and
petite.
She does.
Little cute
and
little
a lot
Halle
of people.
Berry. Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Brenda.
People wouldn't normally look at her and think that she was a threat.
No. No, but it's so empowering to see her like this that now, I mean, because she's now she's federal level, but she had been in it for 15 years. And when people see Christina on the streets, plus especially these little thugs or hardcore dudes, it don't matter if they're big, short, big or small, whatever. They think twice before they step up on Christina. Oh, hi, hello, Officer Lacey. How are you doing? I'm all right. How you doing? Oh, I'm good. You know, staying out. That's what I like to hear.
Now, you bring up a very good point, Chabanet, and that is when you said that you stereotyped her. And that is something that we need to move away from as women, helping, empowering other women. If our friend who's beautiful comes to us and says, I want to, you know, I want to be, you know, a fireman, whatever they want to be, you know, we get behind them and we cheer them on and, you know, put your preconceived stereotypes away because it doesn't matter what you look like. She followed her passion. Her passion was something she wanted to do. It was within her, and that's true power, folks. When you're doing what you really want to do. Now, and it can be the opposite. Maybe you have a friend that's, you know, maybe you don't think she's all that, but she thinks she is, and she says, I'm going to be a model. Well, you cheer her on because, let me tell you, I've watched Tyra Banks' show, Top Model, and when those women aren't wearing makeup, oh, my God, I wouldn't think any of them could be a model. But they get before the camera, and they transform themselves. So it's not what you look like. It's not your size. It's nothing. It's your personal power going for what you want.
Amen.
That's powerful. That's powerful.
Oh, she did. She changed my whole perspective. I mean, honestly, Christina just changed it. She honestly changed it because I really did. Like I said, I felt like a fool, and I was glad she made a fool out of me to see how wonderful she is in that. And now when I have someone or someone I know, you know, I would think wouldn't fit into the industry, like you just said, I tell them, go for it. Get out of here. Do it. Succeed. I'm right behind you, and I really do. I'm so thankful for that experience.
And just like your mama said, you know, even if they don't succeed, we can cheer them on because they tried.
Exactly.
They went for what they wanted, and maybe things change. Maybe if you don't succeed, maybe you can try again, or maybe you can change it. You know, maybe you can say, maybe I don't, you know, that wasn't easy for me, but maybe I can do this. You know, some people don't find what they want to do right in the very first try, but cheer them on for trying, like your mama says.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
I have to read this because this is from an actress that I just think is so excellent. Her name is Gabourey Sidibe. She has won an Oscar. She was the main actor in the movie Precious, which one of these days I'm going to do on Filmcology. But anyway, somebody had asked her about, you know, how she could be so confident, things like that. She said, I love my life because I dare. I dare to show up when everyone else might hide their faces and hide their bodies in shame. I show up because I'm an asshole and I want to have a good time. And my mother and my father loved me. They wanted the best life for me, and they didn't know how to verbalize it, and I get it. I really do. They were better parents to me than they had themselves. I'm grateful to them and to my fifth grade class because if they hadn't made me cry, I wouldn't be able to cry on cue now. And they said that she was tearing up when she said this. And then she said, if I hadn't been told I was garbage, I wouldn't have learned how to show people I'm talented. And if people had always laughed at my jokes, I wouldn't have figured out how to be so funny. If they hadn't told me I was ugly, I never would have searched for my beauty. And if they hadn't tried to break me down, I wouldn't know that I'm unbreakable. And she wipes her tears away and says, so when you ask me how I'm so confident, I know what you're really asking me. How could someone like me be confident? Go ask Rena, asshole. Rihanna, that's what she said, asshole. So, yeah, go ask Rihanna how she could be so confident. I totally love Gabourey Sidibe. I absolutely adore her.
I do too. Oh,
man.
I do too. I remember when she got that award. I mean, there is a woman in her power. Yeah, and that was a very powerful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All the stuff that people say. God, people say stuff to us all the time. They don't even realize that they're putting us down. But it's like, we get it. I had a conversation with Melody about that, how when somebody would say, oh, you should turn to this show, you know, they're talking about weight loss. It's like, well, maybe you should just turn to it and watch it because that's your issue. It's your issue because you want to keep projecting it at me. I don't care how much I weigh. That's my problem. The fact you care about it is your problem.
Exactly.
Yeah. My power is that I'm not on other people's bullshit.
Nope.
And that's basically what Gabourey is saying. So, like, you know, how is it? You know, like, sometimes I ask my sweetie, who's Sicilian, not just Italian, but Sicilian, you know, and we talk about, you know, our relationship or whatever, and it's definitely not traditional in many ways because we're separated by distance. I think my aunt asked me about, well, you know, you guys have sort of an interracial relationship. It's like, yeah, he's Catholic and I'm not. And that's about as interracial, I believe, that we get. Because how I get over that is a miracle. But and against Catholic folks, it's just, I think, vastly differently than most of you would appreciate. But he still loves me. You know,
yes,
he loves me despite all the crazy, really crazy things I do to him. And I'm not talking about sex because I, you know, I could do some crazy there too, but I'm not talking about that. But I terrorize guys in different ways. And it's not because I mean to be a mean person, but I guess it's our way of sort of connecting when we're so far away most of the time. So, it's like, how was it that you guys are together? It's like, because we love each other more than your feeble minds can appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very, very true, Brenda.
Yep. Thank you for that, Chauvinet. That example was, you know, Tina Turner was perfect. I mean, Christina, it was perfect. It was perfect because we do need to support each other. We do need to support each other, you know. If I come to you guys and I say, I have got it. I'm gonna fly around the world in a Cessna. You know, that's what I'm gonna do next year. I'm leaving psychology, and that's what I want to do. That's my big life mission. And if you guys say, has she lost her damn mind? I would be disappointed, but I would still move on.
Yeah.
You know, but my friend Becky from high school. BBBC. Anyways, my friend from high school, Becky, she's been my girl for years. And it's like, I said to her once, I said, I think I'm going to join, what do you call that, that woman who sings all the, that sells all the pink cosmetics or whatever. What is that called?
Mary Kay.
Huh?
Mary Kay.
Mary Kay.
Mary Kay.
And I said, I think I'm going to do Mary Kay and Becky, because I didn't have a job and I was just flailing. I didn't know what to do with myself. And she said, okay. And I said, I got to have $100. I don't know where I'm going to get $100. I was broke. I didn't have a job. And Becky just starts writing the check. And I said, what are you doing? She goes, I'm going to give you the $100. And it's like, well, you don't even know if I'm going to be successful. And she goes, well, if you think that that's what you want to try, you know, sometimes you just have to step out and risk.
Yep.
Hello.
This day she won't let me give her that damn $100 back. I think she's trying to own my firstborn. But I still love her.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been a great show, ladies. I'm so honored that powerful women like AJ and Mel and Chauvinet and Lennis, Lydia, Nina, I'm so honored that you're here sharing your stories because it's so rich.
Thank you.
And we really did need to have more women stand up and really speak about Unleashing Our Power.
Yeah,
whoever you are listening in the archives, if you're a woman, I don't care who you are, I don't care what you do, you have power, baby. Step on in it. And
Amen.
Remind the people around you every once in a while, even if you're very quiet and meek, remind them that that little meekness, little meesy meekness, can roar anytime you feel like it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And check it out. Check out your power, you know.
Yeah.
Practice it in front of the mirror. Maybe you
Amen.
Don't see it moment, but you stand in that mirror, you stand in your truth, and you shout to the rooftops, I am powerful, and feel it. Feel it. Now, some women, we sing, we dance. That's great ways to feel that power. Great ways. Breathing, you know, hyperventilate almost. You know, breathe fast. Well, don't fall on the floor or anything, but breathe fast and get your power. You know, practice. If you need to, say you're going up against your boss and you're going to tell him that, you know, you need help or you need a raise, you know, practice, role play. Do it in front of the mirror or a trusted friend and make sure that you feel that power. And you walk in there and they're not going to know what's going to hit them. They will not know. They're going to either give you the raise or you're going to have the courage to say, well, then I'm out of here. Yeah, kiss my little butt cheeks as I walk out the door because I'm out of here.
Yep.
and again, just a quick little warning. You know, she's got a beautiful voice and she's really an amazing boss and all that, but please don't provoke her. And just a side note, you never know when you're provoking her. As,
hello,
you know,
please.
Some little Japanese woman knows is still out there in therapy.
I guess that's an inside joke, but it's funny.
Yes, it is. It is inside.
Because you're not that woman who's probably, like, in some insane asylum somewhere pulsing.
She won't be scaring anybody else in the bathroom, though, will she?
No, because from now on she'll have, like, a big cane, and she's going to rap on the wall to let someone know she walked in the bathroom.
She'll be careful next time. She'll be careful. Everybody learned that day. Everybody learned.
I got nothing
to
love
go. I got to eat my dinner.
You know I do.
Dinner, Sabine. Thank you for calling.
Oh,
yes, Sabine, thank
you
so
guys.
Much. Love
you.
Yeah.
Great show.
So before we go to meditation, I just have one more thing to say.
Yes.
Before you unleash that power, love yourself. Get to know that person, love that person, and then go forth.
Amen.
And just unleash everything you've got. So love yourself, and your power will be unleashed.
Yeah. Tell Tina Turner I said hello, sweetie.
I will. Have a good night, everyone.
Chabonet, there is the meditation.
Oh, I'm
you
sorry.
Have to,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you wait till it's done and then you go.
Okay, I'm here.
You got to tell some people, like, all the time. The show ain't done till we say it's done.
Are you provoking me? Are you going to be
sitting
me
right there until we're done with this? This I took the time to make it.
All right, family, break it up.
Oh, my God, this is what I have to hear from them two all the time. Y'all just don't know. Y'all just don't know. I'm just cracking up. I sit in the background just laugh.
That's right. That's my cousin, and I can mess with her. Better nobody else mess with her, though.
What did I tell y'all? Didn't I tell y'all that a week or so? I'm sure I told you.
Yes, you
I'm
sure did.
Protective
very
Brenda.
Protective
I don't play
of
that.
Brenda.
Yeah, I'm
yes, many people
over.
Still continue to mess with me. Wait
what?
Till the boo gets unleashed.
Yeah, well,
and then we'll
well,
talk
well,
about
well.
Level 8 hurricanes.
You know it.
All right. Let's tone it down.
Okay.
Turn down the light. Everybody be quiet now. No more laughing. I'm going to start the meditation. Okay, enough, you guys.
Okay,
really.
Sorry. Okay.
I know, I'm trying not to laugh, too. Okay, Nina, go ahead.
We're here. Go.
All right, everybody, still yourself. Turn down the light. Light a candle. and we are going to meditation.
Now that you are relaxed, my voice and the nature sounds continue to take you deeper. You are on a brilliant and loving journey. Speaking the words, I am that, that I am. You are empowered to create the life of your highest good and joy. As you sleep each night, you see your dreams and aspirations. They safely meet you with joy and love. You happily accept and embrace them. Accept and see yourself healthy and healed, reflecting your chosen physical form. Accept and see yourself in your chosen financial position. See yourself accepting the goals you choose to manifest in your life. Your goals, dreams, and aspirations are completely in your control. Every day you awake refreshed, energetic, and you accept the power to realize love, happiness, and the goals that serve you. You are love. You are brilliant. You are healthy. You are healed. You are secure. You speak these words to yourself daily, several times a day. I am that, that I am. I am that.
Namaste. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight and for you listening in the archives. I hope you enjoy the show. Good night. Have a good week.
Later.